With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Officials say time is running out to evacuate as Hurricane Milton heads towards what is expected to be a direct hit on the Tampa Bay area. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says Milton will cause a lot of destruction.
You're going to see large areas covered with deep water from the Gulf of Mexico pushing inland. Structural damage to building, especially from destructive wave action, with some buildings being totally washed away. Some locations may be uninhabitable for an extended period. And again, that's why you're being asked to leave by your local officials. Roads will be washed out and flooded, and there will be major damage to marinas, docks, boardwalks, and piers.
President Biden postponing his trip abroad this week due to the hurricane. He was set to leave for Berlin Thursday and then head to Angola before returning to the U.S. October 15th. Milton's expected to make landfall along Florida's west coast on Wednesday. Crews are making major repairs to provide the entire city of Asheville, North Carolina, with clean drinking water following Hurricane Helene, but it could take weeks before the North Fork Reservoir is back online. The plant is the primary water source for the area, supplying about 80% of the city. Currently, less than a quarter of Asheville's population has access to clean water. Also at SRNnews.com, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Israel's defense ministers called off a planned trip to the U.S. and a meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday.
We certainly can remain in touch, whether it be in person via a meeting, should that be, you know, scheduled for a later time, or via phone. I'm not aware that the secretary has spoken to Minister Gallant today, but of course, it's still early, and they're in touch pretty frequently, so a call could always be scheduled for later today or later this week.
This is SRN News. Well, it's 4 weeks to Election Day, and the question is, will you be voting?
Everybody knows Christians in this country are politically active, but in fact, they're not as active as you might think. Numerous polls have indicated that despite their reputation for turning out on Election Day, several million self-identified Christians never show up at all, no matter what's at stake. Evangelical leaders are urging those folks to vote this November, pointing out that in a close election, like this one is expected to be, a couple million votes would make all the difference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is taking up the case of an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is heterosexual. The justices agreed to review an appellate ruling that upheld the dismissal of the discrimination lawsuit filed by the woman, Marlene Ames, against the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Ames, who worked for the department for 20 years, contends she was demoted because she is not gay. This is SRN News. Stocks turned around after Monday losses. Seth Sutel has more on the story from New York.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street as falling oil prices released some pressure on the market. The S&P 500 rose 1% Tuesday, clawing back its loss from a day earlier. The Dow rose 126 points, that's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4% as big tech stocks led the way. Stock markets around the world mostly fell following a big drop in Hong Kong's main index. The Hang Seng fell more than 9% for its worst loss since 2008. Investors were disappointed that there wasn't even more stimulus announced for China, the world's second largest economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
NVIDIA surpasses Microsoft as the world's second most valuable company. The Silicon Valley AI firm saw its stock rally this week to reach a market cap of $3.19 trillion. Apple is valued at $3.4 trillion. More details at srnnews.com.